Our scripture for today could be found in Matthew chapter 8, verses 10 and 12. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, "I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and from the west and will take their places at the feast of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
Father, I know that my faith needs to be stronger. I want my faith to be like that of this centurion who Jesus was referring to. Lord, I want to be at the heavenly feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, change me into the likeness of Jesus and give me the fire and the boldness to witness to others of the gospel of Jesus. I love you, Lord, and I want to follow you. Amen.
You know, one of the things I learned as a young pastor in working with sound systems is there's a thing called white noise. You have to have a special meter to really measure it, but it makes a big difference on how your PA will sound when you use it in your church. And without that elimination of the white noise, it always sounds wrong. Well, if there was such a thing as a faith meter, where would you be? How much faith do you have in God's Word? How much faith do you have in what He says is true? Test that faith meter, my friends. The times are growing dark. They're growing troubled. And if we don't have strong faith in the Lord, we will fail.
Today's action. Take a few moments today and read through Acts chapter 11. Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts 11:12 through 17. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?